As Australia braces for another severe flu season, medical experts are urging people to get their flu jab before the beginning of May. Australian Medical Association President Dr. Michael Gannon is warning against complacency when it comes to protecting yourself against the potentially deadly virus.
Influenza remains a major cause of death, disability and disease in our community. I'd shudder to think what it would be like without the preventative capacity preferred by the vaccination program.
In line with a recommendation from the World Health Organization, the 2018 vaccination will offer protection for what's known as the Brisbane flu. This B strain form of influenza, first detected in the Queensland capital in 2008, is now recognised as one of the most dangerous in the world. Dr. Gannon says the advice follows extensive research.
The health authorities around the world identify the strains of virus that have the greatest ability to cause disease or the greatest ability to cause death and are of the greatest prevalence. The influenza vaccination programs in Australia and indeed around the world are extremely expensive, there's a lot of work and a lot of thought which goes into making it as effective as possible. That means targeting the most dangerous strains.
But Dr. Gannon stresses any form of flu can be deadly. President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia's Queensland branch, Professor Trent Toomey, says there are two different types of flu vaccinations. Only one of the two, he warns, protects against the Brisbane virus, as well as three other strains, including 2A and another B.
There's the trivalent and the quadrivalent. So what we are saying is that for those people, specifically in Brisbane, but also those people that are worried about that particular B strain virus, to make sure they get the quadrivalent as opposed to the trivalent flu vaccination.
2017 was one of the worst years on record for flu in Australia, with most cases, more than 56,000, diagnosed in Queensland. Dr. Gannon says Victoria also suffered a horror season.
What we did see in Queensland last year and in Victoria was a second spike in lethal influenza cases in spring, and most of those were in the elderly.
He says the elderly and others at high risk are covered for free vaccinations by the federal government.
The elderly, and of course this year they are going to enjoy the protection of an even stronger vaccine for the first time this year, but other groups as well, those with chronic diseases, those taking immune suppressant medication, pregnant women, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, some groups of children.
Associate Professor Toomey insists for those who don't fall in those categories, there is still a community responsibility to get immunised.
It is about herd immunity. Now, I'm a white middle-class male, so the risk of who's otherwise fit and healthy, but I still have an obligation to make sure that I go and get the flu vaccination because I want to make sure that I'm not a carrier of the virus. And the other people that I come into contact with, my grandparents, my parents, my children, aren't exposed to this strain. So, you know, it's not just up to those susceptible parts of our society to make sure they're vaccinated. It is about herd immunity, and we all have a responsibility to make sure we get vaccinated.